This recording, Illinois 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. The West Side, it was like it's called the Lawndale community. And when I was first born, I would say that it was way more nicer than it is now. A lot of kids were able to just go outside and just have some fun and go to the park on their own whenever they want. No, the parents didn't really have to focus on or pay attention to where their kids were going because they were always safe. Everyone in my neighborhood was basically a family. And then as time progressed, certain family members, like the grandparents and the dads and the moms, they began to pass away. And when that happened, the younger people started to take charge. And when that happened, a lot of rules changed and a lot of rivalry began to happen. A lot of people began to like fight each other, sometimes kill each other. And that led to a lot of people being, aware of their surroundings in a very nervous way. So right now I would say that it's a pretty bad neighborhood, but it's just that if you don't join any gangs, I guess you can say, then you're okay. But for me, I'll always stay in the house because, hey, that's me. That's about it for the neighborhood, though, I would say. My family? So I have 4 sisters and 1 brother. While growing up, they were pretty cool. I would say that they didn't like me when I was like a little kid, because I always stood out from the rest of the people. I always talked in like a very more proper form than other kids there. A lot of kids had a lot of slang and they would like use that against me and make fun of me for that. But my brother, I didn't really talk to him while growing up until like, I want to say a year and a half ago. That's when we got real tight. And then my older sister, she was, I wouldn't say that she wasn't like much of a bag, I guess you could say. But she didn't really focus on her family that much. She was more focused on her friends. And my other sister, who's younger than me, I always had to take care of her. Nah, I didn't mind that. It was my little sister. And I basically grew up with her, having fun with her, because she was my little sister. My mom, she works at this hotel. It's called the Sheraton, I believe. My dad does as well. But yeah. My dad works at Sarah Sheraton as well. And they're still married. They're still like yelling at each other as married parents should. I would say that they're very proud of me from what I'm doing right now. My dad, he always wanted me to be some sort of like, football player or something like that. And my mom, she just wanted me to get the best out of what I can, you know. But they're really nice people, every single one of them, no matter what.